Brothers and sisters in Christ, first of all, I just want to again say thank you for especially the very warm welcome last week, as last weekend was the first Sunday here as pastor of Christ the King. So again, thank you so much for such a great and warm welcome. These first 2 weeks have been a real time of blessing and grace for me. We all have moments in our past where we met someone or had a conversation with someone, or somebody said something to us very specific that we would never forget. There was one time when I was in college at the University of Dallas, and I was having a conversation with a friend that was very much on fire for the faith. And he said to me, he asked me a question, a question that I'll never forget. He looked at me and he said, "Do you know that you are called to be a saint?" It's something I never forgot because it's something that I had never thought about for myself, right? Whenever I thought of, you know, holiness or being a saint, you know, I was like, well, you know, that's like for priests and that's for religious sisters, you know, but not really for me. But I'll never forget those words. Do you know that you are called to be a saint? And that was a very providential question because it led me to discover one of the central truths of the Catholic faith. That all the baptized of whatever state or walk of life, all the baptized are called to holiness. That holiness is not just for priests and religious sisters. Holiness, to be a saint, is a call to which we are all called to strive. And, you know, really, if we look at the history of the church, if we look at all the saints that have been canonized, they are witnesses to this fact. That saints have been not only priests and sisters, but saints have been married husbands and wives, teachers, doctors, manual laborers, widows, widowers, young people, children. There were saints who were great sinners who had very big conversions. And there are saints who carried heavy crosses, including physical or mental illness. But the main characteristic that all these saints had, the one thing that they shared, was intimate union with Christ. This is how the Catechism of the Catholic Church actually defines holiness. It says holiness is intimate union with Christ. And then right after it defines holiness, it quotes Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, first of all, that seems very difficult to strive to. How am I supposed to be perfect, right? What the Catechism means is not this idea of perfectionism, right? We are all sinners. We all sin daily, myself many times a day, I know. But what it means is to be perfect in the way that God is perfect. And what is God perfect in? God is love. And so intimate union with Jesus means exactly that, loving as God loves and doing the will of God in everything. It means being like Christ. That's exactly what holiness is. That holiness is thinking like Christ. It is speaking like Christ speaks. It is acting the way that Jesus acts. And in today's gospel, Peter, we see this in Peter's life because Peter could only do what Jesus was doing, right? Walking on the water. He could walk on water, he could imitate Jesus only by having faith in Jesus, only by following Jesus was he able to imitate him. As soon as Peter was distracted, right? As soon as Peter took his eyes off the Lord, as soon as he looked at the world around him and was distracted by the storm of life, it is then that he had a crisis of faith and began to sink. But as long as Peter kept his gaze upon the Lord, as long as he kept Jesus fixed in front of him and was the center of his attention, he was able to imitate his Lord and his God. Friends, I'd like to present three very practical ways of living this life of holiness, living this call to be saints, right? Because at first it can seem like a tall order, right? How am I supposed to become a saint? There are three very practical ways that I'd like to present. The first is to live the life of the church, something that you are participating in right now at Sunday Mass. First of all, to live fully the life of the church. As the gospel says, Jesus and the church are the vine, we are the branches. The church is the source of our life. It's the source of grace. And it's when one is cut off from this source of grace, from this source of life, it is then that one withers and dies. But living the life of the church means living truly in the state of God's grace. Living a life of prayer, receiving the sacraments often, confessing ourselves as sinners, receiving God's forgiveness, receiving him in Holy Communion, putting into practice the teachings of the church in our everyday life. All these things, this is living the life of the church, living the life of grace. The second way to and this is a very practical way to live this call to holiness, is to strive for holiness in the midst of our everyday life, okay? This is very important that, you know, we don't need to become a priest or we don't need to go off and join a monastery to seek holiness, but we need to seek holiness in the middle of the world, in the ordinary situations of everyday life, which means seeking holiness in our marriages, in our family life, seeking holiness in the workplace, if we're a student, seeking holiness in school and in our studies, etc., etc. For most of us, this means offering our work to God. And, you know, this is actually one of the best ways to grow in holiness, and it's right under our nose. To intentionally offer our work to God, doing little things throughout the day, the ordinary things that we always do. However, to do it intentionally and to offer it to God, and we can also do so for a specific intention. Offering whatever work that we have to do today, throughout the week, offering it for someone who is sick or suffering, offering it for a family member or a friend who may have fallen away from the church, offering it for the souls in purgatory. Right, we can do a great amount of good by doing our daily work, the ordinary situations of everyday life, doing it with great love and intentionally offering it to God for specific reasons, for specific intentions. The third very practical way of growing in holiness, of living this call to be saints, is to remember that the road to holiness must pass through the cross. True holiness is actually impossible without denying ourselves and entering into spiritual battle with temptation and with sin. Jesus says to us, if you want to come after me, you must deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. And many times we can all name the crosses that have been placed in our life. A particular struggle, a particular situation in which we find ourselves in. It's when these crosses, when we pick them up daily, and when we say, Lord, I'm going to carry this cross today because it makes me like you. Because it makes me like you, I can follow you, carrying my cross, knowing that you are helping me to carry this cross and to carry it for me and with me. It is then that our crosses become not only a burden, but they become a blessing, because they become the way to holiness. They become a way to living as Jesus lives. Friends, I end with a quote from a French novelist. There is a French novelist who said, the only tragedy in life is not to become a saint. We have to remember those words, very important words, very telling words. The only tragedy in life is not to become a saint. This is why, the reason for which we were created by God. To be a saint on earth so that we could be a saint together with him in heaven. And so today, let us support each other with our prayers. As we know, we are one Catholic family. We're all in this together. We're not striving for holiness alone. But within our individual families and within our parish family as a support, to grow and to strive to be the saints that God is calling us to be. And so let us seek holiness in the midst of the world, in the ordinary situations of everyday life. Let us offer our daily work to God intentionally for the salvation of souls. And let us embrace that cross every day as we seek to follow Jesus. Amen.